mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're into hour number two. I just finished up talking about how the neocon publications are claiming this national ID card bill about to pass the Senate stops illegal aliens. It does the exact opposite, according to the bill and Ron Paul's analysis, that anybody could do. And, of course, now Clear Channel has been caught putting up billboards in L.A. that say that L.A. is part of Mexico and La Reconquista, basically. Again, why is that? And again, the neocons will rail against illegal immigration, but tell you that Bush is fighting it and that his amnesty plan will save you from it. Yes, by legalizing all illegals. Meanwhile, Bush wants the free trade area of the Americas, which creates the Pan-American Union. And they claim that'll fight illegal aliens. Oh, yeah, it'll actually legalize everything. And further decimate their jobs and our jobs. It's incredible what they do. It's incredible how they operate. I mean, you take a Washington Times article, a Boston Globe article, a liberal conservative, listen to a diatribe of Limbaugh, it's identical. It's a bunch of propaganda. Bottom line, it's all the same group. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. They're there to pacify you. They know 80-plus percent of Americans are against open borders. But they're there to make you think they're trying to stop it, while they continue to deliver us into the hands of the New World Order. There's so much other news here. I mean, it's just out of control. I want to get into more into this national ID card bill. It's such a big deal. And a police chief in the U.S. is taking a microchip and wants his employees, his other officers, to do it. I never got to this abortion staff ignores baby boy born alive. Woman pleads for help with them after delivering his son in clinic restroom. It's just all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Elma in Omaha, Nebraska. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, say, listen, I heard a story last night that World Daily put out. Supposedly the Soviet Union made some type of equipment or something that could wipe out all of our electronics. And I'm going to hang up and listen. But the other question I have is, it seems like it hit me when you said they were going to China, that they are always at the forefront when major attacks are going to happen on this country. I'm just wondering, are all the companies kind of like moving out because of they know about these attacks coming? And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you. It's more than just that. But I'll try to elaborate on that after the break. But, no, it's an economic war. I'll explain. People never finish the equation when it comes to globalization and what the end game is. So I'll try to spend a few minutes on that. But I haven't read the particular article you're talking about. You're probably talking about pulse magnetic weapons or EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapons. And, I mean, the Russians didn't invent that. A hydrogen bomb detonated in the upper atmosphere will cause that on a global level. Detonated at a few thousand feet, it'll do it on a regional level because of the energy being transferred to the atmosphere. Electronics will pick it up and magnify it and blow out some of their transistors, some of their components. But I didn't see the particular article. What I did see yesterday is Putin bemoaning the fall of the Soviet Union. I mean, 2 years ago, they put the hammer and sickle back on their tanks and the Red Stars back up and started putting statues of Lenin back up. And our media tells us communism doesn't exist. Well, it really doesn't in a way. It's just command and control. So in a lawyerly twist, they're really telling the truth. It doesn't exist. It's just another form of control. That's all it is, command and control. They give you different choices of what form of slavery you wish to be under, which is no choice at all. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into a police chief that's taking a microchip and wants his employees to take it. Just like the Mexican Attorney General making his employees take it, this time right here in the U.S. I want to get into what's happening with the economy, consumer confidence. We've also got a great American coming on the broadcast, Chuck Baldwin, to talk about the fake conservatives. And then later in the third hour, Saving Main Street and its retailers, getting into, globalism and how to fight back against it before it's economically too late. Number one, NAFTA, GATT, all these trade deals, the free trade area of the Americas. We hear that it's all just simply about trade. Just like the European Union supposedly began being set up 40 years ago as the economic union or as the economic community. But then they merged their laws and their law enforcement and their environmental laws, and then their roads, and then it's one big government, and oh, by the way, we're taking your right to vote against the EU Parliament, Commission, 15 governors. It's the same thing in America. I mean, Bush goes to Canada for the months after he got elected, and they have the big Pan-American Union meeting, and they're openly saying Pan-American Union, and it's in Canadian newspapers, but not in American newspapers. It's on C-SPAN. And they're calling for a new world order, but then you hear Rush Limbaugh saying the new world order doesn't exist, don't talk about it. This is how it works. So the caller, the last caller, Elma, was talking about why are all our jobs, you know, Ford factories and everything else, even to make the cars, now moving to communist China? Why are they doing this? Why did they celebrate 50 years of communism 3 or 4 years ago in Tiananmen Square with the Fortune 500 CEOs there in attendance for a party with Jiang Zemin at the time? I mean, they were there to celebrate because it's command and control, because left and right means nothing. Because China has 1.3 billion souls. In just a few years, it'll be 1.5 billion people. Because they've got the forced abortion, the forced infanticide, they're pushing for the implantable chips, they're handing out the national ID cards, they're putting the cameras up. Their people do what they're told predominantly. Some of their farmers have been rioting lately over toxic waste killing their families. I mean, it's really bad over there. And so what the globalists do is they create all these environmental laws and the rest of it here that ensure, and workers' comp and the taxes and all of it, to where, you know, you got to be making $15-$20 an hour if you're going to have a family and only have one person working, and then you're going to be living at a subsistence level. And then you're competing against China where, you know, the top factory worker gets $2 an hour, maybe. Most people get about 20 cents an hour. You've got the American citizen competing against millions and millions of people in private prisons in this country, building everything, doing telemarketing, working at the private factories built onto the prisons, working for an average of 20 cents an hour. So it ensures that wages will plunge. Then you bring in 30 million illegal aliens who work for $2-3 an hour, and that drives the wages down even more. The illegal aliens will live 10 to a house, 5 to an apartment. They're not paying for insurance for their car or house. They're not paying for medical care. They're not paying taxes in most cases. So they can survive and even send money home. Whereas the rest of society struggles and the middle class is evaporating. People fall into poverty. Their children get involved in crime. Family structures break down. Both family members, both adults have to work. The state then gets to raise the children. This is all by design. But if you want to simplify it down to an economic model, the best economic model, true economic term describing a system, is mercantilism. And mercantilism was one of the major reasons for the Revolutionary War. We were not allowed to produce value-added items in the colonies. France didn't allow it in its colonies. England didn't allow it for its colonies. Spain didn't allow it in its colonies. The Dutch didn't allow it in their colonies. No value-added products. Under mercantilism, things were, quote, free market. To a limited extent, this was capitalism, not truly free market. Again, they confuse the terms. The queen would issue a private corporation that paid her a direct tax, and normally, of course, related to her, or he, would pay them a large portion of their earnings, and then the queen would decide who got the license to do business. Mercantilism is the true term to describe what fascism really is. Okay? And in the New World, you could not build a metal shovel, pickaxe. You could not even legally forge firearms because, quote, it was value added. People, of course, ignored this, and there were a lot of confiscations and fights and arrests over it. You could only produce raw material, tobacco, cotton, things of this nature, corn. Wheat, maize, coal, whale oil. It was raw material. By law, we only issue licenses for these colonies for you to produce raw material. And then it must be shipped back to England. And, of course, in a large component of mercantilism was also slavery. Take the slaves to go cut the cane, to make the sugar, to make the rum, to ship it back to buy more slaves. But that's only one, that's what they teach you in school about mercantilism. That's one small facet of one example of how mercantilism worked. One small caveat. of the larger system. Mercantilism, according to the French documents who invented it, and I've read, read the books by the people that invented the term economist. Okay, they set up mercantilism, 300 and something years ago, as a way to get control of the growing Renaissance. And so they would license you, and they would decide what you could do, and they said, it is about control. We can't have the colonies becoming independent, having their own infrastructure. They've got to be dependent on us for the value-added items. So you look at globalism today, and that's all it is. All the mystery can now end. It's mercantilism. And the Trilateral Commission and others say this, quote, interdependence, all these little code words they use. And I don't know why no one else is really pointing this out. People are calling it fascism. Well, fascism is a limited term that doesn't describe this system properly. Some economists try to describe it as a merger of fascism and socialism, and some of the globalist documents say that, but again, that's simplifying. Yes, they socialize our wealth to get control of us, and then through government conduits, transfer our wealth through a fascist pipeline into private institutions' coffers, but at the same time, they have now become government. So it isn't even purely fascism. It is mercantilism. And mercantilism is the system we face. And so they told you that NAFTA and GATT and the deals with China and all of it would give you milk and honey in the streets. Has it delivered prosperity? Record trade deficit every month that gets bigger. Record private and public and corporate debt. The family breaking down. Illegitimacy spiraling out of control. The highways and infrastructures falling apart despite the fact they've got more money than ever. They're not even putting money into the infrastructure now. Across the board, we're being pirated. We're being looted. We're being shut down. The globalists, like a bird in an embryonic egg, are using us as using us as the food supply. The yolk is using the white area of the egg, that's America, to feed itself, to grow. And so the sustenance is being transferred to China. All the factories, all the industry. It's now even leaving Mexico. It's even leaving India. They're going to more service. It's all going to China because a select group of globalists have gone into China. They get the best slave wages. They get the best deals. They then leverage out all their competition here, use that as a form of economic mercantilism to shut down all industry in this country. And then the globalists will have total control. And that is the plan, getting rid of a middle class. That's what mercantilism is designed to do, making us totally dependent. I mean, folks, they threw it in your face with the movie Rollerball, where Houston is the energy city and Tokyo is the information city, and there's all these countries and regions that are run by a city, and it's this corporate board that runs the planet, and it's about controlling and have interdependence, and the government pushes drugs on the population and tries to drug everyone. But then you look at the real world today, that's really happening, because you could read Trilateral Commission documents in the early 70s, and that's what they were saying. I mean, this is what they're doing. And they flaunt it. They flaunt their operation against us. It's sick. All right, so you brought up an important question, Elma, and now I haven't gotten to a lot of the callers, and I got guests coming up, but it's so sad. It's so sad. And their answer to globalism shutting down our economy? More globalism. And they're setting up a global tax and global regulation and global control. And so once they've got our industry, once they've brought America down to second world status, we enter into the new world order completely. We're used as the military arm to take over different, quote, rogue states, third world countries that haven't played ball. We're then blamed for the atrocities that are committed. The EU and the UN comes out looking like the good guys on the global stage when America was only one component of this. We're being used as the energy source for the next cycle in the life cycle, in the phase of this creature. It's in its cocoon right now, and when it pops out, it's not going to be a pretty butterfly. It's chewing a hole in the end of the cocoon to exit right now.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Mary just hung up from Oklahoma. I was about to go to her. Let's go to Reuben. Reuben in Ohio. Go ahead, Reuben.
Hey, Alex. Enjoy listening to your show. You're rocking. Are you familiar with Judicial Watch?
Yes.
The reason why I ask is because I'm a breakfast cook in a fancy restaurant here in Aurora, and a guy who used to be on Judicial Watch comes in there and eats breakfast, and I serve him, and I started talking politics with him. Can you give me a real brief education? The man's name is Larry Klayman with a K. He ran for Senate in Florida.
Yeah, I know Larry Klayman. We've had him on probably 10 times over the years.
Oh,
you're
kidding.
He was the head of it. And now he's handed it over to somebody else. I mean, they do a lot of good work. They've brought out information about government involvement in 9/11, FBI agents It was a Judicial Watch press conference on the National Press Club where FBI agent Robert Wright and Larry Klayman got up and said the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens.
So that was Larry Klayman who, I always hear you say that quote. I can't tell you what I know.
They both talk about it, and then they both hold up the letter and say, we've been threatened with arrest.
Wow.
If we tell you what we know.
Wow. Okay. So obviously he's on the up and up then. I guess I don't have to give him one of your videos.
No, go ahead and give it to Larry.
Okay. Cool. And I forget what else I was going to ask. I'll let you go. Thanks for looking at the big picture and letting us see what's going on.
Well, thank you, Ruben. No, you can see it for yourself. Thank you. I just try to pull the curtains back or get you to look out the window. You see what you see with your own eyes. Rob in Wyoming. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to talk about Mr. Sanders' interview yesterday a little bit. He kept invoking Occam's razor, you remember?
Yeah, well, let me just say this. The more I thought about that interview, it was so ridiculous, I didn't even know really how to respond. I mean, he had no facts. His whole article was just a joke. And then every time I tried to bring up facts, he just said, well, I just don't want to believe that. I just can't believe that. And I would bring up real issues, and I would sit there. I'm not a betting man, folks. I've never even bought my wife a lottery ticket one time as a joke. I'm not a gambler is my point. But, I mean, I make the point, okay, $10,000, this is a real document. And you notice he wouldn't bet me, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's just it. Same with Chertoff of Propaganda Mechanics. They kept saying, I'm not programmed to respond in that area every time a point was raised. And this guy kept saying, Occam's razor over and over. The idea being that the simplest explanation is the best.
Yeah, Occam's razor says guys in a cave didn't make NORAD stand down and run a CIA drill of flying hijacked jets into those same buildings at the very same time it was happening.
Right. William of Ockham did not
the
say
the drill is in case the globalists got caught doing it. They could say it was a drill. Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't say the simplest explanation is the best. That doesn't make any sense. For example, if you had two philosophers 3,000 years ago trying to explain the phenomenon of thunder, one guy says it's God cracking walnuts. The other guy says it's electric ionization and displacement of air molecules hitting the eardrum. Second explanation is much more complex than the first one. Does William Ockham of Ockham say that the God cracking walnuts is the better explanation because it's simpler?
I like that, God cracking walnuts.
It has to fit the facts. It can't just be simpler. And even then, that doesn't mean it is the right explanation. It just means it's more likely to be the right one. Besides, Occam's razor supports our side. It's not the simpler explanation to say that guys in a cave engineered this and just happened to do it on the right day when the CIA was running drills and all that stuff. So I get tired of these guys keeping on invoking Occam's razor when that is the opposite of what it says.
Everything's fine. Look around you. Don't you feel like everything's fine? Thanks for the call, Rob. Excellent points. Is it Stavos or Stavos in Canada? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say yesterday's show,
yes,
I had a good laugh. That was awesome. I mean, you guys tag teamed that fool so good.
Yeah, but I mean, he was so pathetic, though. I almost felt like I'd just beat up a defenseless, mind-numbed robot at the end of it.
But the other thing I wanted to call you about is up here in Canada, I just got this from the Real Estate News, an article. It says that we here in Canada do not have any property rights whatsoever. And it explains that if the government wants to take away your house, they can take it away without giving any, you know, reason or even compensation.
But, I mean, notice it's the Real Estate Council telling you you don't have any rights. You don't have any rights. Submit to us. You're going to pay out the politician to take your property so we can have it. Resistance is futile.
And just to give one example to
I know,
people.
I hear similar ads from our real estate groups. Submit to your leaders. Report on your neighbors, brought to you by the... And I'm like, what are they doing involved in politics? Because they are politics.
Exactly, and every time you go and you try and say something against them, because I went and I try to talk to these people, and they're like, you're anti-Semitic, man.
Oh, I know, you can say, government wants it something wrong. Oh, right. Anti-Semitic! Hey, listen, it's worse than that, okay? There's so much of this.
But I just want to give one example. Even, like, former NHL player, Louis Fontinato, who was in British Columbia, he lost his farm. The government demolished his house and flooded the whole thing because they needed it for conservation.
It's all part of the new freedom, sir.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I've actually heard ads run on radio and seen a few print ads run a few years ago by the National Bar Association based up in Chicago. And they actually came out and said, oh, we just want to advise you, the public, for your own rights. Juries are not needed. Juries are not good. America needs to get rid of juries. Juries are bad. Then you hear neocon talk show hosts call for it. Now, why would lawyers be against juries, especially these evil trial lawyers that want to win all these judgments? Well, no, it's the leaders of the lawyers. And you've got the feds wanting to get rid of juries. I mean, and you hear little public service announcements. Oh, this is, it's propaganda. Hi, this is the Real Estate Council, and we wanted to remind you that you don't really own your property. I remember seeing the land commissioner a few years ago on TV with a little paid-for public service announcement with your money going, contrary to what, wearing a cowboy hat, so it's all right. Contrary to what many Texans believe, many of you don't really own your property as you thought you did. We were going to be doing some special assessments of that. Whereas we believe in property rights, some of you don't really own your land. We're going to be... It's everywhere. I mean, they're just telling you. Well, it must be true. I heard. I mean, it's the government. He's wearing a cowboy hat. I can trust him. We're about to go to Chuck Baldwin for the next 25 minutes to talk about the phony conservatives. Just go over the plethora of examples. He's an expert on exposing that. I really appreciate him. But Before we go to Chuck, my friends, I have, and of course he was a vice presidential candidate with Michael Peruca, who I voted for, Constitution Party. My new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. It spends 35 minutes on the police state, the sound cannons, the surveillance blimps, the media being arrested, the FEMA camp in New York. It spends an hour then on 9/11 and how the globalists orchestrated it and executed it, down to the finest detail, the latest information, Building 7, NORAD stand down, all of it. It's blowing people away. It's waking folks up. The third hour is on Schwarzenegger, the Bush-Nazi connection, 50 years ago and today. It gets into the occult, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, shows you their driving ideology and philosophy. And the last 10 minutes, we show Bush giving his swearing-in speech, and of course his swearing-in oath, and then show how he's dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution in a rapid-fire presentation. That's how it ends. And the DVD's got 25 minutes of extras, so it's 3 hours long, 3 hours and something long. The VHS is 2.5, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. Has the film is all there, just not the extras. You need to get this. One copy is $25.95, three films in one. Second copy, $19.95, and it goes down to $14 the more copies you get. Some of my other films, while everything else is going up in price with inflation, we're lowering prices. The second, the last film I made is only $5.95 when you get one copy. For $19.95, American Dictators. I mean, it's a good film. You cannot beat that. Road to Tyranny, you can get it for very low prices. One of my best films, almost 3 hours long. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can simply call toll-free to order it at 1-888-253-3139. Please get my films. Please make copies. Please air them on local cable access. Air them again. If you haven't aired the new one, get it and air it. I want to commend those that have made copies. Make copies of this new one. It has such a powerful effect, a big effect. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And at the same time, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, a bunch of other e-books. It's an insane deal, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Please take action. All right, Chuck Baldwin. I mean, every week he writes these amazing columns, does a lot of research, points out that Bush isn't a conservative, exposes the control left as well. He was the VP running mate of Michael Peruca, who I supported for president. I couldn't fully support the libertarians because of the abortion position, even though I do support third parties, period. But he's there in Pensacola, where I'm on the radio every day, and he has his own little radio broadcast. Chuck, it's a great honor to have you on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Glad to be with you.
You bet. Thanks for sitting through my diatribe over the film. Tell us a little bit about your website, Chuck Baldwin Live. And then tell us about how you woke up to the phony left-right paradigm, and then let's just plunge for the next 21 minutes into Bush's real record.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, the website is www.chuckbaldwinlive, all one word, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And people can go there, and like your website, it has a lot of information. What woke me up to the phoniness of the so-called conservatives within the establishment Republican Party, I think I would have to go back to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. On my show, I interviewed David Shippers at least twice, and I read his book, and he was absolutely, his presentation was life-changing to me. It helped me to understand what was going on in Washington, D.C. and
He was blocked.
Pardon?
He was blocked by the Republican leadership.
The Republican leadership kept Bill Clinton in office intentionally. This idea that the Republicans wanted Bill Clinton out of office is a hoax.
Well, people can believe this now. They couldn't believe it at the time when I was pointing it out, and others were. But, I mean, look at it, Chuck. I mean, this is a great point you bring up. Bush Jr. gets in office, says, hands off, Congressman Burton to leave Clinton alone. Now they're reporting that he's, quote, a surrogate member of the family, that they love each other. Well, yeah, they're crime partners from MENA. Go ahead.
Well, and you're right about that. I mean, I'm not at liberty to quote sources on this, but and that's okay. But I know people close to Bill Clinton. My family is from Arkansas, and I have a lot of contacts there, and they have told me face-to-face, this is not hearsay, that the Bushes and the Clintons have been close friends for many, many years, going back to the Clinton years in the White House and even before that.
Well, it's admitted that Bush Sr. and Clinton met 11 times before the election.
Yeah, and they've also met informally and taken vacations together and things of that nature.
Well, there's no more debating it. I mean, it says he's a surrogate member of the family.
Yeah.
Stays at their house. They love him.
Yeah. Yeah, so they've been close for years.
Well, look at who Bush is appointing. Abortionist,
yeah.
Almost all the posts. People that go after Judge Roy Moore, they get promoted.
Right.
Alberto Gonzalez wants 12-year-olds not to tell their parents when they have... I mean, let's go over it.
Well, yeah, everything you just said there is true. This idea that there's two parties in Washington that are ideologically opposite is just not so. The same power brokers are supporting both parties. And with that kind of money that's up there, and we're talking not millions but billions of dollars, the leadership of both parties is in the hip pocket of these multinational corporations, as you point out on your program all the time. And because of that, there is really no difference between the two parties at the national level. And I want to make that emphasis, because when you get into the state and the local level...
Big difference.
Yeah, big difference. But in Washington, D.C., the power brokers control both parties.
It's unbelievable. I mean, here's an example. Bill Clinton took some restrictions off supercomputers that were perfect for building nuclear weapons and MIRV technology. That way the missile has 20 warheads instead of one, folks. Thank you, Bill Clinton. But it was Republican companies, Rumsfeld and others, that were actually doing the transfers. And then Bush takes all restrictions off, and the neocons won't talk about it.
No, well, the neocons are part of the problem. I mean, they got their hands out along with everybody else. I mean, everybody wants a piece of the kitty. And, you know, it's such an entrenched monopoly now that I think really only a miracle of God is going to help us overcome it. People like you are doing yeoman's work in bringing the awareness to the American people and helping people understand. But I really think until people begin to do some personal research and read on their own, study on their own, get informed on their own, then and only then are they going to be able to, I think, the blinders come off. Until then, they're just going to be subject to the propaganda media, which is going to continue to sedate them.
Well, Sean Hannity says every child needs a microchip. How is that conservative? I mean...
Sean said that?
Yes.
Good grief.
I saw him on Fox News about 2.5 years ago say it. This is great. Every child needs one.
That's unbelievable. Well, you know, it's just, it goes back to the same old thing. I mean, you know, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, you know, they're nothing but puppet spokesmen for the Republican Party.
Well, here's one. Clear Channel is putting up a billboard that says Los Angeles, Mexico, crossing out California, saying that it's La Reconquista. Now, why is Clear Channel saying that?
Yeah. Well, there's a big effort, as you know, to erase the not only the southern border, but all the borders in the northern hemisphere.
Bush wants total amnesty, but then they call his national ID card bill something to fight that when it actually opens the border.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And the idea of creating not only that, but a common currency similar to the euro, that may be called the Amero or something of that nature, where that there would be a common currency here in this country. And the economic unity of Canada, Mexico, and the United States would be achieved. That's Bush's ultimate objective.
And he's openly said it. He's openly pushing it. But they're telling us that global government doesn't exist. I should also add, Chuck Baldwin's also a pastor there in the Pensacola area. Look, the faith-based initiative. They're saying this is of the Lord. We should have the feds paying the churches billions, and they admit that churches will have to hire Buddhists, Satanists, agnostics, you name it.
Yeah, this is one of the things that really, really concerns me more than anything we've talked about so far, and that is the way that the churches have been duped by the Bush administration, almost becoming parrot spokesmen for the administration. You know, our history is rich with the spirit of distrust for the federal government. I mean, that's a healthy thing. That's not anarchy. That's
the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
It was the Black Brigade, the pastors and priests that led the war.
Oh, absolutely. And without it, there would have been no war for independence. So, but I mean, we have always historically been, as Christian pastors, we have been courageous men of God that have been willing to speak the truth regardless of fear, favor, or party affiliation. You know, we have called a spade regardless of, you know, of who's in the crosshairs. Nowadays, you know, we have become robots for the party. We've actually been co-opted.
Here's an example.
Party.
A big conservative Baptist church, about 2 years ago, one of my friends brought me a flyer they gave every member. They said, don't even discuss politics in the pews or at lunch after church. I mean, that's mind control.
But, you know, it's even worse than that, because they are discussing, that may be true in that church, but what most of them are doing is they're discussing politics very blatantly, but it's a biased politics. In other words, they are propagandists for the Republican Party.
I have had national so-called Christian talk show hosts say that I am of the devil because I talk about Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. I have been called a liar when it's admitted they go there.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. Most of the criticism I receive, it comes from fellow Christians and preachers in particular. That's what I'm saying. They have been literally co-opted by the Republican
Party.
Well,
you're a pastor. It seems to me like it's a spirit. It's like they all speak the same. They act the same. Would you agree it's almost a spirit?
I think it is a spirit. And I think it is a supernatural delusion. I really do. I think this battle, as the scripture said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. I really think this is a supernatural battle. I think this is between the forces of good and evil, God and Satan. And unfortunately, many Christians have been, I think, co-opted, been blinded by power and by all the trappings of opulence and success, orientation, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody wants to sit at the king's table.
It's amazing to see this happen, but there's so many other things. I mean, the gun control. Bush comes out and pushes for the assault weapons ban, passes all this federal funding to go after people locally for guns, and I don't hear a neocon talk about it.
No, and they not only do they not talk about it, they don't even want to admit that he spoke out in favor of it. And as he said, if the Congress, and thankfully the Congress didn't pass it, we need to thank the Republicans in Congress for that. He would have signed it, but you know, people don't even want to think that. This guy can do no wrong. It's amazing. You know, we used to stand on principle. I mean, talking about conservative Christian pastors. We used to stand on principle. I mean, I go back to the moral majority days, Alex. I mean, I was there with Jerry Falwell, and I mean, you could go down the list of all these guys that we talk about at the national level. I've been there, done that. I've sat at the table. I've been on the same podium. I've been the whole nine yards. And we used to be about principle. We used to be about taking a stand for righteousness and what was right for the country, regardless of the consequences. Nowadays, we're not. We are as partisan, in general, we are as partisan as the left.
But being partisan is only on the surface. The two sides are really, as you said, one unit, and they just play us off against each other.
Yeah, that's right. But the Christians don't see that, and the pastors don't see that. To them, you know, they are promoting righteousness by promoting the Republican Party. They really believe that. They really believe that they are doing God's service by supporting the Republican Party. The Republican Party and God's will have now merged to being one and the same. And that is a very dangerous philosophy.
Well, that's the philosophy Adolf Hitler said. He loved to quote Romans 13.
Yes, absolutely right. And I think there's a definite parallel here between what happened in Hitler's Germany as he rose to power, and the churches of Germany gave him their unyielding support, just gave it to him without reservation. And we're doing the same thing in this country today. And it really is, I think, a scary situation for us.
Well, a lot of conservatives finally, Chuck, though, are waking up on the immigration issue. When Bush calls the Minutemen evil vigilantes,
yeah.
when all they're doing is reporting the illegals pouring across. That did finally wake a lot of conservatives up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Of course, you're closer to that than I am, being Texas, and I'm sure that you would hear that first before anybody else would, being on the border state. You know, it's interesting. Here in Florida, we have the same problems that you do there, but most of the people don't want to address those problems. It's still one of those hands-off situations, again, because Bush is promoting it. If Clinton were promoting it, or if Gore or any Democrat, Bob Kerry, if they were promoting it, or John Kerry, if they were promoting it, they would be against it. But because Bush is promoting it, they just don't say anything.
Meanwhile, they're vacationing with Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that goes back to they've been friends for years. But my concern is that as pastors, we should be willing to face the truth regardless of the consequences, regardless of who likes it, who doesn't, which party it favors or which party it doesn't. You know, we should not be about politics. We should not be about partisanship. We should be about speaking the truth, plain and simple.
Well, it's about the issues. It isn't about labels.
Exactly.
It isn't about rhetoric. It's about actions.
I agree.
$2.6 trillion budget. Bill Clinton's biggest is $1.8 trillion. I mean, how is that conservative? We'll be right back with some other examples of this.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we got Carl E. Pearson and your calls. Saving Main Street and its retailers. I mean, it's Walmart's design to come in and totally shut down your local infrastructures. It's very bad for the communities that it comes into. People are now starting to figure that out. But I want to get into this global system and describe how Walmart is an integral part. But it doesn't matter. Walmart has big American flags hanging up all over saying made in America. You really can't find anything made in America in a Walmart. Literally, I haven't been able to in years, but it doesn't matter. They have American flags made in China, and that's what matters. That's kind of a good parallel with Bush. Totally phony. As a $3 bill, but because of the rhetoric or, you know, the big American flag hanging, like Walmart, it must be good, Pastor Baldwin.
Well, I think it goes back to the lesser of two evils philosophy. That's what I sense that drives so much of this. You know, so many times whenever, you know, I write these columns and point out these facts and get on the air and say these things, and I'll hear people come back and say, well, you know, he's better than the Democrat. You know, he's better than John Kerry. You know, what do you want? You know, Al Gore. I mean, yeah. It's always the, you know, the monster syndrome, the boogeyman syndrome.
But it's actually the fake conservative that's able to run the ball and get all this done. Again, if we had Al Gore, none of this would be happening.
Well, that's the point. That's the point that I try to make is, you know, we were actually better off when Bill Clinton was in office. And I hate to say that because...
Because we knew it was a wolf.
Oh, I had such a revulsion towards his administration. But yeah, with the Republicans in control of Congress and with Bill Clinton in the White House, we were actually better off because we had
gridlock.
And gridlock is not bad. In Washington, D.C., gridlock is great. We need more gridlock in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's
now
funny,
we don't have it.
Your latest column is about Frist going to the church is trying to get them to lobby to stop filibustering, which the Founding Fathers put in there, two-block dictatorship.
Right. It's unbelievable that they would be trying to change those rules in the Senate because they're the only deliberative body in Washington, D.C. that has the power of filibuster. And I certainly do not share many of the goals of the Democratic hierarchy by any stretch of the imagination. But to completely change the Senate rules and to get rid of the right of filibuster is going to bespeak many, many...
You don't remove another check and balance.
Oh no, that's exactly what it's designed to be. It's designed to create gridlock because our founding fathers recognized that the government had the propensity to take our liberties. That the stronger it got, then the easier
you're
it was.
Set up. The Federalist Papers said in case somebody's trying to have a dictator, if we've got one good senator, they can stand up and expose it.
Exactly right. And you know the old. Movie, you know, the old black and white movie, Jimmy Stewart, and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I mean, there, you know, that's such a classic example of what one man with conviction can do in the U.S. Senate. But we take that away, and this is going to open the floodgates for all kinds of bad stuff. And, you know, again, it's hard to believe, but the so-called conservatives who are supposed to believe in the Constitution, they're the ones that are pushing for it. It's unreal.
ChuckBaldwinLive.com, last question. What about deception? I mean, Bush one day is praying at a Shinto shrine, the next day at a mosque to Allah, and then on his real vacation time, he's worshiping Moloch. He's not really a Christian. And then secondarily, in closing, he lied about weapons of mass destruction. He lies worse than Bill Clinton. But why is it the occultism and the lies good when it's Bush?
Yeah. If I had the answer to that, you know, we could, I think, have a big impact to change the direction of the country.
But is lying good?
I don't know what the answer is to that, Alex. I I've been trying to alert.
Is Jesus
people.
A liar? Is Jesus the father of lies? Or
no,
is it the
of course
devil?
Not. Of course not. Again, somehow, some way, the churches and pastors and Christians and conservatives in general have been duped by Bush and. I really don't have an answer as to how it's happened, but it has happened. And unless we awaken from this dream world we're in, it's going to become an American nightmare.
It already has. Great columns. I appreciate you, Chuck. We got to get you back up for a full hour. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Terror.